Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, May 20th. The grains closed sharply higher with July corn up 8 cents at 460 and a half, July wheat up 37 and a half cents, 688 and three quarters, and July beans up 20 cents at 1248. The meal was up 530. The oil was up 105 ticks. We started off strong and really never backed off in the first few minutes or so. We had a few cents sell off, but nothing much. And then the funds came in and really got excited about buying all three, corn, wheat, and beans. As of today, I now have the funds short 68,000 contracts of corn, short 4,000 wheat. I now have them even in the beans, long 110 meal, and short 22,000 oil. It'll be interesting to see where we are next Friday in the commitment of traders reports. But certainly another couple of up days, we're going to be out of corn. We'd need really three good solid up days here. But, wheat, beans, and oil could certainly be long by the end of the week here, without any question, if they aren't already. But, the wheat prices in Russia are on the move. They're moving quite a bit higher than they've been. They're getting more competitive with world prices out here. Most of the private analysts are cutting the Russian wheat crop to 82 to 84 million metric tons. And the talk is if they don't get rains by the next 3 weeks or so, that it's going down to maybe 78 or 80 million metric tons. Add to that the dryness in Australia and the dryness in China, and we've got ourselves a wheat market for the time being. Now, this was a new high close for this leg of the move. We haven't been this high since August of 23, but we'll see what crop progress says tonight. We should see 76% of the spring wheat planted. The crop rating should go up maybe 1 or 2 percentage points. That may put a little bit of a damper on things in the morning here. We might see a little bit of a turnaround Tuesday after this kind of action here today. The exports were no great shakes at all for the beans or the wheat. Beans came in at 184, very low. Wheat, 205, pretty poor. But the corn was a good number, 1.21, so that helps support the corn a little bit out here. We're expecting the corn crop to be 68% planted versus 49% last week. If we're up that high, there's some talk about, these heavy rains moving in, 1 to 4 inches, delaying planting in some areas. And there's even some early talk of prevent plant, though I'm not sure I would agree with that, particularly if the corn is, anywhere near 68, let alone higher. I don't think it's too much of a worry out here. But we'll see what happens on the crop progress reports. They're looking for 49% of the beans planted versus 35 last week. Again, these were good closes. Technically, there's still some resistance up ahead. We've got July corn resistance at 475, Dease corn at $5. I like the way the July-November spread closed here today in the beans. So 5¾ cents, making a new high close at 30 and a half cents. So that's been a nice little trade in there. But I think that's indicative of some higher prices out here. I just want to see us get past turnaround Tuesday tomorrow. If we could close higher tomorrow, that would certainly be a good sign. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.